Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to witness a murder?
Forrest grabbed the knife and then just stabbed Johnny in one motion.
Or how it feels to be shot?
I was immediately hit by a barrage of bullets.
Or how you would react if your spouse hired someone to kill you?
And he was to put me in a grave with a bullet wound on my head.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a stalking victim.
Came back upstairs, and when I came back and turned the corner into my room, I saw him standing there.
You'll hear from a man who was kidnapped and tortured.
I would do anything, say anything, to simply get away.
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Take a deep breath.
Oh my God!
Real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Scary Mysteries Twisted Twos, Santa Paula Cemetery, and Brian Jones Drowning. Tales of hauntings, murder, and scary mysteries. Every week, Twisted Twos dives into a pair of uniquely terrifying true stories that are worthy of a more in-depth look. For this week, we focus on a haunted cemetery down in Mexico and the mysterious drowning of Rolling Stones co-founder Brian Jones. Get ready for Scary Mysteries Twisted Twos. Number 1. Santa Paula Cemetery. Known in Spanish as El Panteón de Belén, the Santa Paula Cemetery in Guadalajara, Mexico is considered one of the most frightening and haunted cemeteries in the country. One of the oldest, it's been around for more than 100 years. Built alongside the Hospital of Belén, this cemetery was created on the grounds of the gardens surrounding the hospital. It was once divided into two spaces, one reserved for the poor, or regular folks, and the other reserved for wealthy patrons. At the center of the wealthy folks area is a large and beautiful mausoleum named after Santa Paula, and it's the final resting place for some of the most prominent figures from the city's past. Over time, this cemetery was closed down and later reopened as a historical landmark. Of course, the haunted stories then soon began to proliferate. One of those stories is of 10-year-old Ignacio Nachito Altamirano. You see, Nachito had an intense fear of the dark and asked his parents to always keep two lit torches inside his room while he slept. However, on May 24, 1882, a severe storm crossed over Guadalajara, and overnight the lit torches were snuffed out. The next morning, Nachito's mother went inside his room and immediately realized something was terribly wrong. On the bed, she found her son's lifeless body. Doctors determined the boy had died from a freak heart attack, likely a result of his intense fear of the dark. Nachito was then buried in the nearby cemetery of Santa Paula. The day after the funeral, the caretaker was surprised to find the boy's coffin lying above ground next to the hole dug out for it. The parents and locals were alarmed too and had the coffin reburied. However, the next day the same thing happened and the coffin was again lying above ground. This went on for 9 consecutive days before Nachito's parents surmised that even in death, their boy was deathly afraid of the dark. So they decided to build 4 pillars above the ground so sunlight could hit his tomb. Since then, people visiting the cemetery have reported seeing or hearing a young boy on the grounds. At times, they've even seen floating balloons, as if held by a young boy. Aside from that, legends of pirates and even a vampire living in the area also became part of Santa Paula's history. During the 1800s, scores of small animal deaths were found in Guadalajara, and all of the creatures were drained completely of their blood. Months passed and the situation persisted, but soon it wasn't just animals, as human infants began becoming victims as well. The townsfolk were obviously alarmed, and vigilante groups began roaming around to catch whoever was responsible for the sadistic acts. The group rounded up possible suspects and picked out the palest and sickliest one in the group. After that, they drove a stake into this man's heart and buried his remains in the cemetery under layers of concrete. A tree began growing on top of the tomb, and now the tree has grown thick and strong, but locals say when you break off a branch, or even the leaves of the tree, it will leave a blood-like residue on your hands. It's not just tourists drawn to the Santa Paula Cemetery either, but modern-day paranormal experts as well. In 2015, researchers visited in hopes of capturing ghost phenomenon and paranormal activity. They set up cameras and EVP recorders, particularly around Nachito's grave. Once they examined the data, the EVP machine captured what sounded like a little boy saying, "Hoy encontraste mi tumba, me das un chocolatito," or in English, "Hey, you found my grave, now give me a little piece of chocolate." No one's sure, of course, if this was Nachito or simply a trick of the mind. One thing's for sure, though. It won't stop the countless number of people who will continue to think of Santa Paula Cemetery as one of the most terrifying places to visit in the world. Number 2. Brian Jones drowning. Conspiracy theorists and Rolling Stones fans everywhere have long argued that former Rolling Stones co-founder Brian Jones didn't die accidentally, but was in fact murdered. Jones was once a key member for the famous rock band, but he was soon overshadowed by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. To add to that, he also had a voracious drug habit that got in the way of his performance and focus. Initially, it was Jones that spearheaded the band and contributed to their original and authentic sound, but he deteriorated quickly as he spiraled into the excesses of the rock and roll lifestyle. Eventually, he was fired by the band and replaced by Mick Taylor. 3 weeks after the sacking, the 27-year-old Jones was found dead at the bottom of a swimming pool in Sussex, England. Although many suspected foul play, police ruled it as a death by misadventure on July 3, 1969. However, in 2009, the police reopened what was once a closed and shut case. Authorities were now saying they wanted to examine documents submitted by an investigative journalist in relation to Jones's death. In 1994, 2 books had been released about Jones, and they cited possible suspects in his killing, as well as a supposed confession. The books claimed Jones was killed by his in-house carpenter and builder, Frank Thorogood. It also said Thorogood made a deathbed confession to the Stones' road manager, Tom Keelock, in November of 1993. The person who found Jones's body that day was Janet Lawson, Tom Keelock's girlfriend. She claimed Keelock asked her to visit Jones to see if he was doing okay since he was worried about the tensions that had been building between him and Frank. Lawson said she saw the two in the pool hanging out, but later on found Thorogood in the house shaking badly. It was then she went outside and found Jones. However, her original statement to the police never mentioned the tension between the two. On the other hand, a former road manager from the group, Sam Cutler, pointed the finger directly at Tom Keelock as the one responsible for the death. According to him, despite Keelock's attempt at blaming Thorogood, there was no evidence linking him at all. But Keelock, meanwhile, acted suspiciously in the days following the death, including removing and destroying items from Jones's home.
Cutler claimed the band also hired a private investigator of their own, and the conclusion was that Brian Jones was murdered and didn't die by accident. Tom Keelock was named as the only real suspect gathered during this private investigation. Although there is no proof pointing to Keelock or Thorogood as the killer, a lot of people still want to find out who did it. In the end, all the suspects and the main witnesses have already died. The Rolling Stones, however, went on to become one of the biggest rock and roll bands in the world and have continued to tour to this day. So there were two of the most haunted and strange stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted Twos is sure to show you why. If you enjoyed this video, then please remember to subscribe to our channel and support us on Patreon. We have two videos coming out every single week that we know you'll want to see. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you soon.